I noticed as I've been digging through this stuff, I found a bunch of storyboards, which you didn't have very many storyboards for the Alakazam shows, but these were a bunch for Sunbeam, and you were telling me about how Sunbeam was brought to you by ABC. But how did you come up with the ideas, and why did you make these storyboards?
Yeah, when we were appearing on ABC, we had multiple sponsors. On CBS, it was all Kellogg's for the first 2 years. But then on ABC, we had multiple sponsors. And sometimes ABC would come to us and ask us to come up with magical ideas for a product, a sponsor's product. Because the copywriters, almost all copywriters, run out of material to write about or don't realize what you can do that is magical to do on commercials or on shows or whatever. They do not realize the depth of magic, the things we can do. So we would get together with the creative staff, which consisted of Bev Bergeron and Bob Fenton.
Bev was Rebo.
Yeah. Bob Towner.
Towner also played Evillo and
yes,
a bunch of
did.
The King of Balloons.
Oh, yes. And the evil puppeteer and many other things, because we all played as a lot of different parts because we didn't have enough money to pay anybody else to do it, so we did it ourselves. Every week we would come up with different characters for people to play. But we were also, you see, everybody did everything on the show. When somebody would go to work for us, each week we would have somewhere between 18 and 21 people, something like that, working for us, counting the secretaries and the runners and so forth. The main part of it was the creative team, which Johnny Gaughan was one of those after a year on the show. And we would sit around and we came up with all this stuff for Sunbeam for their new magical toothbrush.
So the storyboards that I just found as I was going through the collection of stuff of the Sunbeam pitch, it looks like the artwork is the same artist that did a lot of the other art for you. Is that Glenn Schmidt, probably?
Oh, yes. I'm sure it was.
And he worked for you full-time?
Oh, yes. And he was very good, and we were very happy to have Glenn doing all these things for us.
And nowadays, people will sit around, and they'll have a whiteboard, and they'll have their laptops, and they'll be having creative sessions. When you sat there with Glenn and with Bob Towner and Bob Fenton and Bev Bergeron and John Gaughan and all those people, how would you come up with the ideas? What would that feel like?
Well, they just didn't know the various things that could be done by magic, like producing, in the case of Sunbeam, producing the toothbrush from the air. We also did, we suggested, and not all of these ideas were taken by Sunbeam, please understand, but we had to present them to them so they would have things to pick and choose from. We had a wilting toothbrush. We had a rotating Rebo, who this was a thing we had done on the Alakazam show. We didn't do it on ABC. We did it on CBS, and we put it as a possibility for the commercial for Sunbeam, where Rebo would do a 360-degree rotation, which he went head over heels while standing in front of a curtain. Things such as that were included in all these commercials. I'd be happy to go through them with you and point out each thing as we go.
So when you're sitting around the table and you've got a goal of coming up with a commercial for Say Sunbeam, did people just pitch out ideas or did people come in with prepared things and present them to you? Was it just a group effort?
Yeah, it was certainly a group effort. Nobody would come in with props, but with their ideas.
And we would all start talking together.
Yeah.
Although I didn't contribute many ideas. I was the one who ran around looking for costumes and working that out. But everyone came up with ideas, and it seemed that when one person would say something, it would stimulate somebody else's idea to work. And everybody's brains would start working and thinking of things and contributing factors.
Yeah.
That no one person came up with the whole idea. It was all working together and making it into one thing.
That's why it's very hard when people say, well, I created that. Not many people say that because it was a creative group. And so I would not say, and he thought of this and he thought of that. Occasionally that didn't happen, but usually it was a group effort which created these things.
That's a lot like how Disney built the park, right? He had his creative team. This was before Imagineers.
That's right. And one of the main thing that I did was to select whatever we had that I thought would work.
So, like Disney, you had Glenn Schmidt there doing the quick drawings while you had the meeting. You've got the people that knew, like Mom, that knew how the costumes were going to work. You had somebody there that understood how the magic was going to work, and John Daniels, who was going to be building it.
Later, when we actually worked with the Disney people and with the Disney animators creating the Disney on Parade show with Disney people, they had one of their guys who you may remember from the Mickey Mouse Club, not you, Greg, you weren't born yet, but Roy would draw pictures as we would create the various pieces and parts of what we were talking about. And sometimes it was interesting, Roy would even anticipate what we were doing and would draw the picture before we created the idea, which was wonderful.
But one thing I wanted to say is that we were like a family. We all worked together to make it work for one common goal. And we were just like a family, just pitching in our thoughts and working together.
Yeah, yeah, and sometimes you'd bring us cookies too, Mama.
Oh, I made dinner for everybody all the time.